It's been a roller coaster these past few weeks for the Orange County Register. Unfortunately for the employees and for the readers of the newspaper, that coaster has been more fright than might. Last week, Digital First Media took control of the paper after winning it in a bankruptcy auction. And just like that, more than 90 people lost their jobs, including its editor, Rob Curley. Gustavo Arellano is with us. He's editor of OC Weekly. He's here for this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
Well, the LA News Group, Lang, as we've all known it here in Los Angeles, is known for bare-bones news reporting. Are we seeing that come to Orange County as well?
The new bosses say no, but their actions indicate otherwise. You had a coalition of executives from Digital First Media. So the CEO, Steve Rossi, then you had a woman who's in charge of the Bay Area News Group, you know, the news group that just consolidated a whole bunch of papers into one and effectively ended the Oakland Tribune after about 150 years of reporting. And then you have the guy who's in charge of Lang. They came into the Register newsroom and said, oh, hey, we like your paper. You guys are really cool. Yeah, we're your owners now, and okay, cool, let's keep at it. Of course, this happened the day after about 90-some people lost their jobs. Interestingly enough, most of those jobs were actually on the sales side and marketing side. In the newsroom itself, there could have been more than 10 people laid off, but of course, one of the big ones was the editor, Rob Curley.
Well, let's talk about him, because Rob Curley once famously said, and we were doing a little history here, I think he said it sometime in Las Vegas a few years ago, the only thing I love more than journalism is capitalism. And I don't think there's any irony lost on what happened to him years after he made that comment. I mean, where does he go from there?
Curley is an interesting character. I mean, he's basically a Kansas hayseed who made his name as a tech whiz, which he was back in the days. But I guess when he finally became the editor of a big paper like the Register, he tried to, in his own ways, he tried to write it, at least sort of give him, hey, you know, some advice is like, you have to be more on the digital side. But of course, the previous owner was Aaron Kushner, who infamously bet solely on print at the expense of digital. When it came to Digital First Media, I guess they weren't impressed with what Curley had to offer and just let him go. That one, though, came as a surprise to the newsroom. A lot of, you know, Curley had grown on people. At first, he was not much of a popular pick, but toward the end, at the very least, his earnestness and really his belief in the Register is what won a lot of people over. And now, at this point, no one knows who the next editor is going to be.
Do you think more cuts are on the way? The 90 you said, or more than 90, mostly from sales, but some editorial positions as well. Are cuts on the way coming?
Oh, they have to be. I mean, again, this is the new... As I wrote for the OC Weekly, Lang and all these acronyms have such a stellar reputation in news that the two of the three people involved with the Torrance Daily Breeze's Pulitzer Prize from last year are no longer in journalism. They'd rather work in PR than work for Lang. And this is a company that this company, of course, traces its roots in its own way to Dean Singleton, the former owner of the Long Beach Press-Telegram and other papers. These are people who think that the best way to practice journalism is to cut it as much as possible, to pay people as little as possible, and then say, hey, okay, those of you who are remaining, just work extra hard. Now, that's something that works in the alt-weekly world. That's what we at the OC Weekly have always done, unfortunately. But when it comes to daily reporting, you need a little bit more investment.
Well, you guys publish once a week. These guys publish every day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, but of course we're online like 12 news stories a day.
You are. No, we look all the time, Gustavo. Yes, we do. Gustavo Arellano, who's also focusing on Orange County with this week's KCRW OC Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.